Now, let me tell you about a couple of young women I met when I was in Tehran about a week ago. All around me, I saw big changes going on and young people building lives for themselves in the space those changes have opened up. Some had returned to Tehran from abroad, but others never left.
My name is Negin Nasiri. I'm 26 years old. I studied sculpture at Tehran University.
Not so long ago, Negin Nasiri told me that she really wanted to get out of Iran. She actually had a plan that was almost fully baked. She got accepted to a grant program at California State University, but the U.S. government didn't grant her a visa. Negin's best friend from college, Shahriyah Jahanbani, was delighted with this news and did not contain her joy. Shahriyah never wanted to leave Iran and didn't want Negin to leave either.
Never.
She won't kill me.
Yeah. It's so hard for me when Negin accepted the university.
Except that the university, I was so depressed. But I'm glad that she didn't get the visa. I'm the devil.
Hardly. Shahriyah and Negin have long been sisters in design. And thanks in part to that visa rejection, a blessing in disguise, Negin and Shahriyah are now design and business partners, successful business partners. I met them at the little workshop in Tehran, where the two women design and build custom furniture. Their company is called Studio On. They've been in business for a couple of years now. The first steps were baby steps and not encouraging.
Everything was such a mess. We didn't know anything. After 6 months of working, we had an exhibition. We didn't sell anything. Everyone just come to our exhibition and say, wow, it's beautiful. Bye.
Negin says people weren't buying because their work looked so different. So they decided to make that their calling card, creating custom pieces to order for buyers.
We made something for people that 1 centimeter less or more is important for them. 1 step of darker blue or lighter blue is important for them.
So you do a lot of custom work.
Yes, exactly.
Exclusively custom?
It's completely customized our work. And now, after a year from that exhibition, we didn't sell anything. We have lots of orders.
In fact, Negin told me they had to stop taking new orders up through Iranian New Year next month just to keep up with demand. It's the finish that makes their furniture unique. When you look at what's available in the furniture stores of Tehran, either affordable and royally ostentatious or very expensive imported Italian stuff, Negin and Shahriyah seem to have cornered the funky modern colors and prints market. They don't talk about their printing process. That's a trade secret. As for women doing this work, Negin says she and Shahriyah are the first real carpenter girls of Tehran, though she doubts they're the first ever. They're just living in a different time. But still, they're not like most other young women in Tehran today.
Perhaps it's Iranian culture. It's not good that you say everything about yourself, you know? But we know that we are different from other girls.
So just to be certain, you're not egotistical. You're just looking around you and saying, we are different.
Yeah, exactly.
In their green coveralls, Negin and Shahriyah look more like factory workers than entrepreneurs. But when they start talking about branding and web design, they sound a lot like startup people I've met in Boston or San Francisco. Not only has it kept these two college friends together, Negin says their business has given her a completely different outlook on life in Tehran.
Before I start this work, I hate my city. So I hate Iran. I won't go for study, something else. I don't want to live here. The traffic, the pollution, everything was bad. But now everything is good because my life in city is my room, my workshop, my car, my friends, and it's my city. And I love it. It's my life. No, it's not different from...
Yeah. It's for us. Just for us. We enjoy it.
Work is our life. It's our hobby. It's everything.
Designer and furniture maker Negin Nasiri from Studio On in Tehran. More Tehran stories later this week on The World.